Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
Well, that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week. N4G Radio. I'm with it. I'm here. But with us, we have Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
And all the listeners didn't just click delete.
That's why you put his name first.
You're fucking right, I do.
You have to.
Also with us, we have Dwan Bats.
Give me that donkey butt and them big old legs.
I ain't too proud to beg. That fucking song stuck in my head all day now. I'm gonna go find my CD.
You have the album, do you?
No, not anymore. I did.
Oh.
Damn right. I grew up in that era.
Please.
Also, was we a Frustrated Fury?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. Meow.
And finally, we got John W. You really need to change your picture, dude. Christmas over.
Christmas is over. I don't know what you're talking about.
Your fucking Santa hat, man. It creeps me out every time I gotta do this show.
Oh, is that still there? Oh, my apologies. Sorry, I will change it.
Yeah, I can't even tell what mine is. Is it me holding a cat?
No, it's your troll face.
Oh, the troll face.
God. Yeah, I can't see me in picture.
Yeah, Gambus's picture is... Wow.
Nothing.
Jason, I didn't know you looked like that.
What are you talking about?
Your picture's just the generic picture, man.
On Twitter?
Yeah, got the... Right, silhouette.
Skype, man.
Skype. Your Skype picture.
Yeah, I've never put a photo on Skype.
It's because if you did, all the women's panties would melt.
My panties have melted.
Themselves on fire.
My panties have melted just from talking about it, to be honest with you.
Alrighty, then.
I'm a one-woman man, I tell you.
Oh, listen to him now. She must be in the room.
One hell of a woman, one of the two.
Anyway. So, I guess we'll start over with Mr. Panty Melter. Gambus Khan.
What is up, everybody?
All the girls just start screaming.
What the fuck is crazy? Throw your panties on the stage.
Do you know you get a yeast infection that way?
Gambus is baking bread.
Yeast infection. Oh, yeast infection is what you get from fucking the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Wow.
Poke him in the belly button. Go ahead,
Words
Gambus.
Words cannot describe.
Oh, they can describe because I just used them.
All right, this past week... very similar to weeks past, I played some Hero Academy.
I saw you got your ass whipped. Man, you can't hide anything in the world of Twitter.
Yeah.
You're not representing the crew with style, man.
I need avenged.
You do. You best give yourself a montage and then go whoop some ass.
Now, we have talked about montages for the past, like, 2 weeks.
I've been watching Rocky on Netflix.
Have you?
Hell yeah.
Even Rocky had a montage.
Rocky's on Netflix?
Yeah, Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Jesus.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, the new one's not on there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what. I love the Rocky movies, and I literally fell asleep during Rocky Balboa.
Really?
I liked it.
I have yet to see it.
Apart from that guy from Heroes who played his Stanley of the Dick.
Yeah. It probably didn't help that it was like 1 o'clock in the morning when I was watching it, but I fell asleep watching Rocky Balboa, and I love those movies.
See, I started watching Rocky V, and all day long I just kept going, "Go for it!"
Oh, yeah!
The problem is you were watching Rocky V.
This is true.
Amen, brother.
They made Rocky V the fifth in the series because they figure all the people who started boxing after the first one came out would be so punch drunk by the time the fifth one came out, it didn't matter what the quality was.
Tommy Gunn, man, Tommy Gunn.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth.
But
fifth.
Yeah, I got my
fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Fifth.
How do we go from that to that?
Somebody counted 1, 2, 3, 4, and I was like, okay, this is it. Fifth. Go ahead, Jason.
I got beaten by Batman 5273.
What's those numbers stand
for? 5272. He got his username wrong on Hero Academy, so it's 5272.
Actually, I think that he got that corrected. He mentioned that on one of the episodes of Front Towards Gamer.
Okay.
What do the numbers mean? Can somebody answer me?
Probably because Batman 1 through 5,272 were taken.
You son
Probably.
Of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm surprised only 5,000 Batmans exist on the internet.
Yeah, that's actually quite a small number.
Yeah, that's true, but He beat me, but you know, just like all good stories, there's a comeback in there somewhere, and
it hasn't been told yet.
Yeah, it still hasn't been told yet. So,
well, you better avenge our site.
Yeah, and I'm also playing with against Shanghai 6.
Have you beat him yet?
No, I've been. Thing is. I've been, like, doing turns, like, every day, like, once a day.
Whereas, I have a turn about once a day.
I do turns, like, every day my birthday.
Yeah.
Fifth.
When did you go, fifth?
Fifth.
But, yeah, also been playing Gigi, Gamer Girl Talk, from Front Towards Gamer. So I'm playing all three hosts.
I'm glad you added the rest to that.
Yeah, I played all three hosts, and I'm also playing with John WUK.
Have you at least beat him? Shit.
No.
First match.
Yeah, we're in the middle of our first match, so.
And to be fair, I mean, I've been playing Hero Academy for a few weeks, but I don't mention it on the show because I only mention real game.
Hey, Mr. Hero Academy is probably the closest thing to a real game, probably on an iOS device.
I thought you were going to say it was the closest thing to a real game you've played in 3 weeks.
No. It's okay, it's every bit of a game. If this exact same game was on a Xbox Live, everybody would be saying, "Oh, it is a real game," you know. But I guess it just depends on what format it is in determines if it's a true game or not.
Well, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Man, you hold your tongue.
I could, but that would make for a very annoying show.
Yes, it would.
Well, don't I?
Yeah, that's true.
But, played some of that. Played a little bit of Mass Effect 2. Trying to do some of the loyalty missions. Slowly but surely, I don't think I'm going to have it beaten by Vita launch, but I'm going to have it. I'm going to try to have it beaten by Mass Effect 3 launch. And speaking of Mass Effect 3, I played the demo. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, you could. You could just not download it.
Yes, I know, but I did, and I played the campaign demo.
See, I refuse to play the campaign demo. I'm downloading the demo as we speak, and I really do. I want to avoid the campaign part of it.
I've downloaded it the day it came out, and I have yet to play it because I really don't feel motivated to.
I refuse to play it.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I like Mass Effect, but I don't know. I don't get excited over Mass Effect.
Oh, I do.
I'm excited.
I'm a Dragon Age guy. I always have been.
I'm taking that day off work.
You see, I feel that Mass Effect 3 is probably the closest thing that we have to, like the equivalent of a Star Wars.
Except for Star Wars.
Yeah. Except this is actually better than any any Star Wars in a video game form. Except, I don't know, maybe Old Republic, since I haven't played that one, but
it's because you don't play real games.
I cannot believe that you haven't played Knights of the Old Republic.
No, I meant the new MMO.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, this one's just Tor. We're not talking about Cooter.
I played the original one, yeah.
He definitely has played Cooter before.
I haven't. I mean, I've played about 5 hours of it. You're talking about Vagina. Oh, never mind. Yeah, I haven't played that either.
Now I know why you're so angry all the time.
No, it has been a very long time, but anyway.
Everything makes sense now.
Yeah, you guys remember that the concerns I had over Mass Effect 3 a couple weeks ago?
Kinda.
I'm not going to get into spoiler territory, but I will say this. I have no concerns now. It is the premier sci-fi video game. The single player demo is incredibly epic. Without me saying what actually happens in it, I'm excited for the full retail version. Really excited. Gameplay wise, it seems a little bit more streamlined than even Mass Effect 2, and also. When you level up your character, there's actually a a ability tree that you can upgrade, giving a little bit more variety, so that you can have like a slightly different, like if you were like an infiltrator shepherd, that you could still go down different paths in terms of powers and abilities than like someone else who's also playing an infiltrator shepherd. So, because of this ability tree that actually splits off when you upgrade it, it seems like there's going to be a little bit more, even more variety in the way that you make your character more powerful than even in Mass Effect 2.
Than you can possibly imagine.
Yes.
Strike me down.
I do think that the graphics are actually even a step up from 2, as much as 2 is a step up from 1.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, and like I said, no spoilers, but in terms of like the narrative, what I've seen and played, absolutely incredible. It had me on the edge of my seat, so can't wait until Mass Effect 3 comes out. And that actually pretty much concludes this past week's worth of fondling. So there you go.
There you go. What's your future?
My future is a little handheld that's coming out this week. You might have heard of it.
Your penis.
Yes, it's called the penis. It's called the Penis Velveeta.
It's the PS Vita.
That's a pretty awful condition.
Yes.
You can get a cream for it, I'm sure.
John knows all about the creams.
It's like a 12-week program.
I think cream is the problem, unfortunately.
It's too much cheese.
Got some Fremunda cheese on there. That's gross, but thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Anytime, man, anytime.
How about no time?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so I will move on to Mr. Drew.
Okay. Wow. Let's see here. I'll start off with the demos I played, because I played one particular demo that was kind of impressive. On the 3DS, I played the new Snake Eater demo.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even download that.
Yeah, that came out. That game is actually impressive.
Well, let me ask you, here's the $100 million question.
Uh-huh.
Is it worth it if you've got the collection?
No. Unless you really, really love playing 3D and bringing it with you wherever you go.
I bring 3D to the house.
Yeah.
Bitch.
See, that's the thing. If you're a portable guy, yeah, sure. Go ahead and pick it up. But if you already have the collection, I don't think there is a need to have this. Unless you really, really want to play that in 3D. And I have to say that the 3D is rather impressive. It's not... I wouldn't necessarily say it doesn't really hinder the gameplay like some games do with this in 3D. I played the entire demo in 3D, amazingly enough. But, yeah, I mean, everything's really streamlined. All the menus are done through the bottom screen. Yeah, it was the first, like, 10 minutes of the game. So, but, you know,
So you didn't even get out of the conversations?
No, it was 30 minutes, but 20 minutes of it was conversations, 10 minutes of it was gameplay.
Okay. That sounds more like Metal Gear.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it's all right. I think, it's Snake Eater. I've played that game four times already.
Snake Eater.
And I'm going to play it again once I start back up the HD collection. Will I get this? Probably not. Maybe a lower price, sure. But, yeah. But I have to say it was impressive. And it looked great. Like, I didn't think the 3DS was that powerful.
After Resident Evil, you didn't think it was that powerful?
Oh, Resident Evil looked okay. It was just, I don't know what it was about Resident Evil that I didn't see that many cutscenes in Resident Evil. You know? And I saw a video of those cutscenes with, like, Chris. And, like he was getting interrogated or some shit like that. And I was like, damn, that looks fucking impressive. But I didn't see any of that in the demo. But in Snake Eater, they do have the cutscenes, and it looks great. It really does. I played for review, and I kind of want to talk a little bit about it because I told a listener that I would. I played Hyperdimension Neptunia Mark II. It's not Part 2, it's Mark II, kind of like the Lincoln vehicles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good reference.
Reference.
Yes, yeah. That's a word.
But anyway. I guess I should say I didn't like the first game at all.
I don't really think you need to say that. I think you've pretty much communicated that pretty effectively over the last year or so.
Yeah. And if anybody can know how I felt when this was announced on Twitter, I was very, very upset because I knew Kim was going to make me review it.
I told you I'd do it.
Well, see, the text message conversation that we were having about the whole, do you want me to review it? Do you want to review it? Was the same at the exact same time that I was in that puppet bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And I had that experience. So
you're blaming it on that.
I'm blaming it on the man that violated me. But anyway.
I'm glad you went into you go into detail about that, because people are gonna be like, people that don't know is going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I didn't get raped.
you got mind raped.
I did get mine right, but anyway, don't worry about that. That's beside the point. I played Hyper Dimension Netrunner Mark II for review, and I have to say, it's better. It's a crap ton better, and I think there's one big reason why. They brought in the creator of Mega Man to help make this game, and he's in the game. It's kind of crazy. Like they made like videos of him, and he's in the game, and he talks to you. But anyway,
does he speak English?
No.
I was going to say, he doesn't speak English.
No, practically everything is in Japanese except for, like, the voice actors that do the... And there's not that much voice acting in this game. Like, the first game had a lot of voice acting, but this one doesn't have that much. They did away with the whole meaningless little things where, hey, there's a quest over here, but it's not really a quest. It's just a cutscene where the girls talk about how stupid they are. So now you do stuff that actually has bearing on the story. The story is almost the same. Instead of playing as a failed console, you play as a failed handheld console. And you go to the different worlds in the gaming industry.
Can you be the Vita?
You can't be the Vita.
Vita!
But yeah, you play these little goddesses who represent different game consoles, and they're in this big war called the Console Wars, and it's ridiculous. But, I mean, they changed up the combat a little bit, too. It's still a turn-based combat system, but you actually move around the battlefield, and it all depends on how high your agility is. You basically have this big circle surrounding you, and you can run as far in that circle as you want to, and if your agility is higher, the circle is expanded. But, yeah, it's a decent little RPG. They did finally change the fact that you can actually heal in outside of combat. Because the first game, you couldn't heal unless you were in combat. And that's kind of counterproductive. So, yeah. I think it's a decent game. I don't think everybody out there will enjoy it. I think... I don't like calling them the Japanophiles, but I'll call them the Japanophiles anyway. They'll like this. Cutesy little girls who fight monsters. And the dialogue is kind of lame.
No. But,
yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It's a very niche title. I think Nipponichi fans will like it. I'll just put it that way. So, check out my full review. It'll be up. I guess it'll be up this week. Maybe not.
Maybe.
It doesn't come out for another week, so. Yeah. But, yeah, I played it. It's a hell ton. It's a crap ton better than the first one. I'll put it that way. It's actually a comparable RPG. I played a little bit more of Final Fantasy XIII, too. Not much. Wow, what else did I play? I played Battle Fantasia.
Yeah, that was free.
I got it for free.
Did you play Dip Trip Flip Fantasia?
No.
Sorry.
The fuck?
It's one of those days.
Yeah.
You guys didn't get Cantaloup in the early 90s?
Oh. John's still waiting on it.
The band. The song was called Cantaloup. It was a New Jack Swing song.
Idea what that means either.
New Jack City with Wesley Snipes.
New Jack Swing was all the rage over here, early to mid 90s.
Awesome.
Anyways.
Yeah.
it's enough talking about New Jack Swing.
But yeah, Battle Fantasia. It's a cool little, it's like a mixture between a RPG and a fighting game. it's more fighting game than RPG, but. Yeah, it's not got that many characters. It's made by the same guys that made Blaze Blue, right?
Guilty Gear.
And Guilty Gear. But it plays completely different from those games.
Yeah.
This game is Street Fighter, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. There's a guy that plays just like Ryu. There's a guy that plays just like Balrog. It's kind of, it's Street Fighter. It's a decent little fighting game. For free, you know. Sure.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. I mean, I played the Simpsons game for free. Why not?
Did you play Far Cry 2 for free?
No, because I already bought that game. I'm never going to play that fucking game again. Fucking hate that game. God, that game pissed me off so much. I finally beat that game. Couldn't believe I did. But, yeah. Speaking of which, Far Cry 3, though, looks pretty cool.
You haven't even seen the game.
I have seen the game.
Yeah, maybe.
No, that was 5 minutes of gameplay.
Leaked.
So?
It looks just like Far Cry.
It looks like Far Cry, but I mean, it looked like it had some RPG elements to it.
I could show you video footage of Far Cry 2 if you never played it and you'd want to.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Bitches.
Let's see. I want to say that's it. I played a lot of Hyperdimension Etonia. I probably put about 8 hours in that game. I can't believe I put 8 hours in that game.
I can't believe you put more hours in one game than I did like 5.
Hey, I'm dedicated to my reviews.
I'm dedicated too, but I got a friggin' life.
Exactly. I don't have a life.
No, it's okay.
No, I'm fine with that.
No, how it's do you, okay. Really, it's okay.
How do you kill that which does not have a life?
Please, you put the life in him.
Oh,
are we talking about your violation?
Yeah, I guess.
What is a man but a miserable pile of secrets?
Yep.
Yes.
It's almost as good as the Gambus last week.
Oh my god, that was fucking hilarious.
Oh.
Okay, but anyway, yeah, I think that's about it. As far as future stuff goes, I'm going to play some more Hyperdimension Etunia, do my review. Maybe Syndicate? I don't know if we'll get it.
In time for you to have it for the weekend? You should.
Yeah.
You should, hopefully.
I should? Okay, cool. Because, the game comes out this week, and I'd like to get my review up for next week. But
my guess would be Tuesday, and then I'll ship it out Tuesday. So.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I'll be playing Syndicate then.
Syndicate.
I don't like. You're giving a guy who's not very good at first person shooters anymore a first person shooter.
It's kind of a first person shooter.
Oh, here we go. It's first person shooter. What are you talking about? You're like, you said it's not Call of Duty. It's totally Call of Duty. What's Call of Duty?
Apparently, it's a pile of shit.
Listen to you. But yeah, I'm gonna play Syndicate. I'm actually kind of excited for it. I want to branch out and start playing some more first person shooters and stuff. I'll give it a fair shake. I won't I'm not gonna say it sucks because I hate first person shooters.
I hate when Daffy Duck reviews my games.
Yeah,
fair shake kind of reminds me of what happened to you in the bathroom.
Yeah, that dude did give me a fair shake.
That's gross.
Yeah, what Gambus does with his handheld?
Oh, he gave himself a fair shake.
Yep.
And
that's it, I think. Whatever else. No, Last of Us is not this week. It's next week.
Next week.
I am going to be picking
up.
No,
not The Last of Us. I Am Alive.
I'm alive. Fuck, it's the same company.
No, it's not.
That's not.
It's Ubisoft, isn't it?
Ubisoft is doing that. Naughty Dog is doing Last of Us.
Why the fuck am I getting these confused?
Because you're stupid.
I am stupid, but I guess because the titles are weird like that.
Okay. Yeah, because those are two close titles.
They're very close.
The Last of Us, I Am Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see the mistake.
I don't know. They both got L's on them.
They both have 3 words to the title. Oh, no, I can't count.
For shizzle.
I Am Alive in 2 weeks.
For shizzle.
I'm surprised that's even coming out. Wasn't it originally a disc-based game? Or?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be shit.
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 It was that game that Jade Raymond was working on.
I Am Alive.
Yeah.
The Last of Us.
No, it was Last of Us, yeah.
We don't know our games. People come to our site. What game is this? I don't know.
No wonder we're losing staff to other websites.
I like that new... Have you guys checked out that new Capcom fighting game? It's called Call of Duty.
You just pick 2 things you hate.
Yeah.
Dick.
I don't hate Capcom fighting games. I hate the way they're handling them.
You're going to hate it even more when you hear how awesome Street Fighter X Tekken is.
No, I know.
I'll be sure to tell you how awesome it is.
Go right ahead.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Cool.
So I guess I get to move on to John now.
Oh, crikey, okay.
Crikey!
Governor. Kingdoms and Family.
That one does have an R in it, John.
Kingdoms. I can't even say the Amalur bit anymore. Reckoning. I played some of that. Played some more. Probably about, I don't know, 12 hours in. Getting to the point where I'm kind of thinking about picking and choosing which missions I go on. There are a hell of a lot of side quests and activities and tasks. So much so that during the 12 or 13 hours that I have played, I haven't yet completed the first mission outside of coming out of the caves at the beginning of the game. So I kind of need to really focus my attention on that. It's a fantastic game. What more can I say about it? Can't really. There's not a lot to say. Definitely go out and get it if you haven't already. Did play some more Gotham City Imposters, which my review is now up on the site, ready for you to peruse. That's definitely got some potential, that game. It has a few issues, the biggest of which is server-based. Basically, the game being a game of completely online, really. There's not much in the way of single player, with the exception of the initiation stage, which just gives you the basics and a few challenges. It's all online. So when you first get online, because that's the first thing you want to do when you're playing on, go online and play it. You're thrown into a lobby with, you know, level 25, level 27, level 50, and it's not a really great way to learn. So matchmaking, especially on those early levels, could be done in a better way. And also the fact that it can take 5 or 10 minutes to get into a stable game. Other than that, it's a fantastic little shooter. Definitely a lot more fun and lots less serious than something like Call of Duty. I can see that definitely improving over time. More people will get to play it. I'm sure the issues with the matchmaking and server stuff will be ironed out, and at that point I think it'll definitely deserve a look. So I played some of that. Also played the Mass Effect 3 demo with Gambus on that. It's very, very good. I don't think there's anything to worry about. They, on the demo, they give you the pretty much what I presume is the first mission. Seems absolutely. I mean, I'm sure there's probably some kind of movie that takes place before that to give you some exposition, but it looks like it's like the first main mission. And then it goes on to a sort of unnamed mission later on in the game, which for me involves Rex, but I'm not sure whether he will be in my game because I did play the first game. The second game assumes and sets out that he didn't survive. So I'm not sure whether Rex will be replaced by Grunt when my sack loads up, when it imports it. So obviously time will tell on that one. As you expect, Jason was saying, it looks fantastic. It plays almost identical. You have the option to play it as more of an RPG, the traditional sense it's meant to be played, more of an action game or more of a story game. So it really does welcome all come. And the trees that Jason was talking about, yeah, basically you load your points in, but instead of you can branch them out for different types of powers, which gives you a little bit more leeway, again, a little bit more RPG-like, I suppose. But, you know, fantastic. March 9th cannot get here quick enough. Did I play anything else? I did start Alan Wake on the PC. I haven't really played it. It wasn't a game that I picked up for the Xbox, but with the release here, I thought I'd give it a shot. It has a DLC with it. But I've not really played a massive amount, to be fair. Probably the first 5 minutes or so, just to get a feel for it. I'm not sure what to expect. It's not one that I really paid much attention to when it got released. So, so yeah, that's it. That's all I've played this. That's what I can remember.
Damn.
Next week, definitely some more I have to finish up King Arthur 2 for that, so that review can go up next week. I'll drag myself to that and work my way through that. And then, as again Jason was saying, there's a little console being launched on Wednesday. I'll be picking that up, and I believe I'll have a couple of games to review, but I don't even know what they are yet, so I don't know.
The Vita
is coming out.
Vita. Pumpkin.
You got eater. That there Vita game playing there over there. Do you have one of them for me to buy?
Oh, good. Okay, so I guess I'll move on to Wombat 2.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
So Ken will love this. I really haven't played anything, so my fondling is going to be very, very short. I did download, I'm in the process of downloading the Mass Effect demo. I don't know what I will do with it yet. We'll see. It depends on how well my willpower holds up.
You'll make sweet, sweet love to it.
I thought about it, actually.
Yes.
But that's awkward. The other than that, I've just played sort of the same stuff that I've been playing. I did go back and play a little bit of Skyrim just to kill some time. Played some more UFC. And then the only other stuff I played, my son has developed a love for video games. And so he'll come over to me and just go, "Daddy, game? And so if we're upstairs, we'll sit down at the Xbox, and he likes to play the MLB bobblehead pros. And then if we're downstairs, he likes to play Little Big Planet, or as he calls it, the Lion game, because the Sackboy is always dressed up as a lion. He'll sit in my lap, and we'll play it. I'll let him hold the controller, and he'll move the stick back and forth, and every now and then he'll stop me and, "Daddy, Wobot?" So then we have to make the Sackboy look like a robot.
So cute.
That's the majority, it seems like, anymore of the game playing that I get. But that will change come next week when the Vita comes out.
Vita.
Because it's going to be a lot easier to find time to play the Vita than anything else. So I already have, I think, 4 games now lined up to review. So I'll get those knocked out pretty quick. And then I have Wipeout for myself as well. And then obviously I'm looking forward to March 6th when Mass Effect and MLB The Show come out. So
both the same day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
March 6th is a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did this shit start coming out in spring?
When Lost Planet made it popular.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Well, damn. Diggity damn. Oh. I'd have played a lot more had I had a Vita. Because I have a fuck ton of games.
Yeah. I've got my memory card and my Wipeout sitting right here, and the memory card is so friggin' tiny.
I didn't even take it out of the package yet.
I know, I haven't either.
Because I'm afraid I will lose it.
What size is everybody going with?
I got an 8 gig just for now, because it's, you know, it's $30 and the 16 gig is $60. So I figure if I need another 8 gig, I can just buy another 8 gig card for $30 and not be out any.
Yeah.
I bought the big bitch.
Go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say mine came with 8 gig for free, so.
Yeah, I just figured by the time I need more, the memory cards will probably be cheaper, or they'll have bigger ones out. So.
Well,
get ones that aren't proprietary.
Right.
Well, I looked at the fact that a lot of people are sending us digital code, so I went ahead and bought the big bitch.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of those, probably.
Yep, so I have a 32 gig. And it's I've never paid $100 for something so small in my life.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's actually worth its weight in gold.
Yeah. But anyway, what I have been playing is I played a lot of Kingdoms of Amalur. Really, really enjoying that game. Loving the fact that I didn't have to run through it like Drew did.
Yeah. That's why I shelved my copy.
Yeah, so I'm only about 10 hours into it, and I'm still in love. Because I can play it in 1 or 2 hour spurts and be happy. Because Save Anywhere is awesome. Love that.
Yeah, that is handy.
The other game I played a lot of this week was Twisted Metal. Since they refused to send me a review copy, I finally broke down and bought it. And I love it. It's so old school. So old school, in fact, that I haven't even made it past the third level. Because the game is ridiculously hard. But anyway. Love the game, though. If you go through the tutorial, you know, you think, oh, this is one of those mindless, stupid car combat games. And you go through the tutorial and you're like, okay, I just graduated and got a PhD in control schemes. My God. That game has so many buttons. which also, I got the copy of Black that came with it, the downloadable copy, which was monstrous. 3.5 gigs for a PS2 game.
That's nuts. Holy crap.
Yeah. It's quite the monster.
So she said.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. But I tried to play it, and it's ridiculously fast. Like, the frame rate is just insane. And it's just as hard as I remember it being. It is not the Black Online edition. For anybody curious, you cannot play online. But I had a lot of fill of Twisted Metal this week. I love the new game. My only disappointment is the fact that there's only 3 characters. You just play in the different cars. So, I haven't played online, mostly because I hear it's crap right now. People get disconnected, aren't able to connect, but I totally am looking forward to playing that online because I love Twisted Metal. I'm trying to think, did I play anything else? Yes, I played the demo for Binary Domain.
Yeah, I need to try that.
And I have to say, I'm very impressed with that game. I kind of expected it to be another Quantum Theory, and it's not. Thank God.
Is this like, is it supposed to happen like nowadays, or is this like a futuristic thing?
It's a futuristic thing. It's basically the premise of iRobot, from what I can gather.
But guys aren't like juiced up on steroids and armor and shit?
No. I mean, they're soldiers. They're wearing the normal armor. You can see their faces, and they don't look like tree trunks.
Gotcha.
So I played that demo. I enjoyed the demo. I actually beat the demo. I'm looking forward to the game when it comes out. It's got a really neat squad mechanic where you can kind of tell your squad where to go, what to do, and the more you do those certain things, they'll kind of catch on to it and start doing it for you. So it kind of learns as you go along, which is kind of neat.
That's cool.
But no, I really like the game. I don't think it's going to be a big success or anything, but I think when it goes cheap, people will pick it up and really kind of enjoy it. And the other game that I'm playing, actually 2 other games that I'm playing for review I just got, so I haven't played a lot of them, is I got the new Blaze Blue Continuum Shift Extend. I got it for both Vita and Xbox 360. And of course right now I can only play the 360 version. Right. But it's... Man... I almost feel like it's really... This is not a game you're going to go out and buy if you bought the last one and you're not a tournament player.
It's a Capcom game.
Because there's really no point in it. I mean, there's a new mode. There's now story missions for the downloadable characters. and there's some tweaks to the system, of course, nerfing some characters, buffing some other characters. But overall, it just feels like an add-on. And granted, it is only $40. And if you haven't played Blaze Blue, this is the one to buy. But if you bought the last one and you're not a tournament player and you don't really get into it all that much, it's not something you need to run out and pick up. Now, on the other hand, I imagine the Vita version will be a little different because now you can take it on the go. Portable Blaze Blue is always good. So, but I'll find that out this week when I finally get to play it. And the other game I'm playing for review is Grand Slam Tennis for the 360. And I've always been kind of a fan of the tennis games, especially like Virtua Tennis and Topspin. And Grand Slam is good. They introduced the right analog stick, a deeper right analog stick mechanic for the shots. And it definitely takes some training. There's like a huge tutorial that you need to go through for it. And eventually I just said, you know what, I'm going face button because I keep hitting the wrong shots because I am not a tennis pro with the right analog stick. But it's got all the traditional modes, create your character, take him into a career, do different things, tournaments, stuff like that. It's really good, especially if you haven't played a tennis game in a long time. It's actually very, very good. And as far as future fondling goes, I am looking forward to picking up my Vita this week. Along with all my games that I already have, and hopefully some more, because, you know, buy two, get one free, bitches.
Exactly. Yep.
Target and Toys R Us, right?
Dude. Target, Toys R Us, and GameStop.
And GameStop.
Wow. Yeah, so I will definitely be picking up some buy two, get one frees. I think GameStop is just first party, but that's fine with me because there's so many first party games I want to play. So I can go pick up Wipeout, Hot Shots, and Uncharted and get out of there for, you know, $70-$80.
That's nuts.
Yeah. But that's really my future fondling. I will also probably be playing Asura's Wrath. Don't think I'm going to pick up Syndicate. Maybe when it gets cheap, maybe I'll pick it up.
I have a feeling that game's going to be $39.99 in about 3 weeks.
I may pick it up at $39. I liked it enough to play it at $39.
Yeah. I mean, it's got a full single player to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not doubting that the game is worth the $60. It's just not worth $60 to me.
Yeah.
So, but no, and I'm going to continue to throw in Sessions of Amalur whenever I get a chance.
There you go.
So, I think that wraps up fondling. All right, so now it's time to dig into some news. And maybe there was some good stuff this week, maybe. Well, first we have, it seems like it can't go a month without being in the news, but Call of Duty was in the news this week.
Oh, good.
Apparently a website leaked, it was Amazon UK, I believe, leaked Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
And a bunch of sites ran the story, and then there was a story about how Activision was blacklisting all the sites that ran the story. I'm like, are you kidding me? And apparently that's not true, so there's your debacle. But really, we knew there was a Call of Duty coming this year. If Black Ops was so popular, it only makes sense that Black Ops 2 would be the new game. Whatever.
I want to know who started the rumor. They're blacklisting us now.
I don't know. There was a big story this week about the developers over at ZeniMax and Human Head, which is the guys that are making Prey 2. Apparently, the developer was supposed to speak at GDC, and then all of a sudden, at the last minute, were canceled. So now there's rumors floating around that ZeniMax is going to cancel Prey 2.
I doubt that'll happen.
So I guess we'll see what happens. It's kind of crappy that they would pull their talks at the last second.
That's true, but I don't know. That is kind of strange. I don't think they canceled Prey 2 because we've been hearing about that game for like 2 years.
Yeah, well, it's going to end up like Prey where it took like 6 years to get it out.
Yeah, and then not going to be that great.
I like the first Prey.
The first Prey was okay because there was nothing else to play.
I still would have enjoyed it even if there was.
You can't die in that game.
Who cares? You can't die in the Prince of Persia game. People liked it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know. It's just, I don't know what it was about Prey. I just thought it was stupid.
Oh, I like Prey. You just didn't like it because it had vaginas in it and you're scared of them.
I am afraid of vaginas. They're killers, dude. You guys act like they're not.
The truth comes out.
Mark my words. They will bite it off.
Whoa. Remind me never to date anybody you've dated before.
Okay.
Because
I've dated some crazy ass.
Apparently you've dated some man-eating vaginas.
You never seen them with teeth?
Yes, I have.
Okay, whatever. Oh, that's gross. Anyway, Sony is denying that they're losing Vita support among Japanese developer. Vita titles are reportedly being canceled in favor of 3DS.
Probably because of 3DS selling like crazy over there.
Well, that's as soon as a Monster Hunter comes out, Vita will be fine.
It'll be fine until the Monster Hunter sales diminish, and then it'll be down again.
Drew, have you ever seen the Monster Hunter sales in Japan? They don't diminish.
They don't diminish. So
they don't die. They multiply.
So how many copies do each person in Japan have of Monster Hunter?
Probably like two or three. They're crazy
okay.
over there.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, they're like bebe kids.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah. They don't die. They multiply.
That's right.
There you go. What else do we got going on here? David Jaffe apparently says that story-driven games are a waste of time and money. Now, before I go into this, is this a misquote? Does anybody know? Because he's famous for being misquoted constantly.
I have no idea, but it sounds like something David Jaffe would say.
I don't know. I think people are just looking for stories right now.
They could just be looking for stories. I don't know. I mean, the dude, whatever.
The dude loves to make video games, and he loves to make good video games.
I know.
So, you know, that's... I think
I give it to him. I just think the guy's a douchebag. I mean, he is. I mean, and it's not him trying to be a douchebag. It's him being so fucking opinionated and just pissing people off, like me.
I was going to say, you guys are the same person. That's why you don't like him.
Exactly. And, you know, you can't have two opinions around each other. Otherwise, start butting heads. it's like me and Jeff, you're like two goats walking around in a circle. And eventually, we're going to ram each other.
Sounds pleasant.
It is.
Oh, that's funny.
Thought of you ramming David Jaffe. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that. There was an article that went up this week about game budgets and why are they so secretive.
No idea.
Well, probably because if you found out how much they spend and how much they make, you probably would feel a bit cheated.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you would be.
It's like, we worked really tough on this game, and we had to sell it for $50. Even though it took like $5 million to make, we made $5 million off of it in the first 3 hours that it came out.
Yeah, I'm curious how much money it took Capcom to make an updated version of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I have thought about this before. The ratio of how much it takes to make something in terms of profit, and you know, like a movie, if something costs like $100 million, it's not really successful unless it makes like 2.5 times the cost it took to make it. So it wouldn't be considered a successful movie unless it made like $250 million. But with video games, I'm sure that ratio is so much wider. Like if something took like $10 million and then they didn't make like $50 million off of it, they still wouldn't say that it was a success or something. I mean,
well, if you look at it the other way, is that with a movie, it's slightly different. You make a movie, it costs this, that, and the other to produce. You make a video game and it costs all of that, but assets are reusable. So, for example, something like FIFA or Madden, I mean, you don't think they really make a great deal. It doesn't cost a great deal to update an engine that has constantly been updated, but they make an absolute bomb out of it. So that's why they don't want to say, well, FIFA or Madden cost this many million, because, I mean, it was reported that their Ultimate Team on FIFA made them 100 million this year.
Yeah, it's like if we really knew how much profit game companies actually make, then I'm sure they would be afraid that their arguments of like how piracy like actually hurts them will actually become not quite as realistic in the eyes of the consumer, and would actually probably inspire more pirators. So that's what I think about that subject.
Whoa, wait a minute.
What?
What the fuck just happened?
It reloads.
Oh. Yeah. I was about to say, I was like, wait, it just went to 99.96 now.
No, I just sent everybody a link to a 32 gig Vita memory card for $40.
Wow, now you saved 3 cents. Damn, should have jumped on that motherfucker.
Hit refresh.
No, I didn't even have to do that. I just went over to the 4 gig to see how much it is, and then went back to the 32, and it...
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yep.
It was sold by Circuit City, too. Circuit City is dead, isn't it?
No, I just highlighted it over it again. Now it says there's 10 in stock.
Not for me.
Yeah, mine says 10 left in stock.
Okay, that's nuts.
Interesting. Anyway... the only other real big news story that I had, you guys out there waiting for Mass Effect, get your little trackers on, man, because EA sent a bunch of copies into space.
I don't know why.
Well, because you can find them and you can get the game early.
How can you find them in space?
They're going to come back down, John.
Well, that's not in space then, is it?
They're going to ship them into space, and then when they fall, you can find them, and you can get the game early.
Well, it's not in space. It's in space, they wouldn't fall, would they?
It's lower orbit.
John, why do you got to ruin everything?
Weather...
Oh, douche.
Wasn't
you
it
fucking British are so damn just bitter.
You know what's going to happen?
It's going to hit somebody in the head.
No, it's all going to fall into the ocean. You'll never find them.
That would be hilarious.
Oh...
But that's really all the news I have, unless I missed something that somebody else remembered.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers report today for a lot of major league teams.
This ain't no MLB podcast.
Bitch.
Doesn't have to be.
All right, so I'm going to head on over to the forum. I promised I would come back to this question. It's Eeyore Kara. It's a biggin.
Biggin.
It's a biggin. He says, "Hey yo, last week's episode was epic." He was talking about the one before last week.
Ah.
"So much fun and chaotic. The only thing it was missing, a soundboard and the word vagina."
Oh.
We had Volva.
We got plenty of that this year.
We had Volva.
I was going to say, we kind of substituted Volva for that.
Yeah. "Anyhow, not sure if all the crew know, I traded in my 3DS for the PS Vita 3G. There's only room for one portable in my pocket. I want to know, which games are you guys getting on launch day? I think it was Jason and Ryan who are getting Wipeout. Not sure if that's a good choice, guys. Those low times on a portable is not cool on a console."
They've already come out and said that they're patching the load times day one.
There you go. It says, "On a console, sure. However, when you're out and about, load times are a big issue."
It's very true.
He says his list of games on launch day is Super Stardust and Luminous. Might pick up Hot Shots and Virtua Tennis as well. "About the memory cards, the 32 gig is not available in Australia. What a load of crap."
Ouch.
Wow.
That's stupid.
"Sony has yet to announce when it will be available, so I tried Amazon. They will not ship it to me. Anyhow, bought one off eBay. The content manager for the PS Vita has OS X support, which I really did not see coming. However, it's the best news for us Mac users. I've been begging for this for a long time with the PSP.
Sweet.
Well, there you go. Now you got that question answered.
Yep.
He says, Ken, I absolutely love the fact that you're leaving achievements behind. I had the same.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, I don't because he turned off fucking notifications and I sent him a message and he doesn't see it.
See?
Oh, you've actually turned them off?
Yes.
That's very grown up of you.
I'm getting them, but I just ain't seeing them.
Yeah, I don't see anything. I actually played, that's one of the things I forgot in my fondling. I actually sat down with my wife last night and we played Rayman.
Such an awesome game to play together.
Yeah, for probably like 2 hours.
Has it got co-op?
It's got four-player co-op. It's a lot like New Super Mario Brothers.
It's proper good.
Oh, yeah. Great game. But she got mad at the end because it was getting really hard. And it does get really hard towards the end. He said, I had the same thing happen to me. I found it's really hard to play Mario on the 3DS. Actually, any game on the 3DS. It was this thing where I didn't want to get 100%. It's that I wanted people to know that I've played this game. Anyhow, the best thing to do is to turn off notifications. There you go.
Yeah, but you don't get to see if your friends want to play with you or talk to you or something like that.
I try to check intermittently. I may turn them back on just so I can see people sending me messages, but most of the time people don't send me messages unless it's you guys.
That's true, but I'm awesome.
He says, let us know how your experience is going so far. For me, it has gotten much better. I hope it has for you, too. Or maybe it's because I don't own a 3DS anymore. I'm actually interested to see how that pans out for this week, because when I was playing Twisted Metal, I could care less that I was not playing to earn achievements, and that was fun. I do know that the PS Vita games have trophies, but they don't. I guess they don't mix with the PS3 trophies.
They don't, really?
No, they're separate.
Man, what a crock of shit.
And this is why you shouldn't care about them.
No, but yeah. I do care about them, because I'm still cool.
You know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about actually having a separate PSN account on the Vita.
You know, if you like a completely separate or two different accounts?
Completely separate, pretty much, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, you'll lose all your stuff.
I was also wondering, how do you change your gamer tag name on PSN?
You can't.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yeah, I think it's just under the account settings.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for it either.
No, it's free. Yeah. As long as nobody's using it. So.
Yeah. You guys know too that if you have a Japanese account and an American account, you have to have a separate memory card for each.
Yep.
You can't just switch accounts back and forth.
I'm not switching my account for the simple fact that I've got a ton of PS1 games that when they go live, I want them on my Vita.
Right.
So that's why I'm not switching accounts. Screw that.
I've got Little Big Planet and Killzone Liberation for PSP downloaded that they gave away free.
Yep.
So that's why I'm keeping my account.
I've got a ton of PSP games that they sent for review, like Blaze Blue, Grand Theft Auto. I mean, I've got a ton of PSP games on my account. There's no way I'm switching accounts.
I may end up switching accounts just so that I can review games.
All right. He says, okay, I got a few suggestions for the show. I'm not sure if you're allowed to do this. However, between the fondling and the news, why not insert about a minute's worth of video game music? Hey, we used to do that.
Yep.
Maybe each week a crew member picks the music and tells us why they've chosen it and all. I think it will add a lot to the show. It will also be a nice break. Also, somebody be assigned as the soundboard guy.
Not Ken.
It says, I feel like Ken does it a lot and cannot take this role.
Unfortunately, you have to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys loaded one up if I would hear it or not.
No, I don't think we can do that, can we? Can we?
I don't know. I guess you'll have to try sometime.
Maybe.
He says, as always, you guys are the best.
Oh, he's such a
thanks.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
He says, you guys are my friends. I will be over there in March, L.A., Vegas, and New York. However, only for 2 weeks and will be flat out every day. I will return, though, for sure, in the near future. Oh, I almost forgot. They're making Human Centipede 3. It's the N4G radio crew. Now choose what order you guys will be in the line.
I'm on the front.
Sorry, shotgun front. Sorry, John, I'm in the front.
Nah, shotgun, mate, sorry.
I'll kick you off the show.
I'd rather that than suck someone's ass.
Oh, that's funny shit.
I want to be at the back at least. At least nobody's sucking my ass.
This conversation is all manner of wrong.
Well, it's just a matter of whose ass you want to bury your face in, I guess.
That's true.
Oh.
That's funny. I guess the better question would be, if you had to bury your face in somebody's ass, who would it be?
Killer Wolverine.
Quite quick answer, that, my friend.
He's been thinking about it for a while.
I have.
Oh.
You must you must like Italian food.
I do. And barbecue sauce.
I feel bad for the person behind you. Oh. Oh, anytime I think about that movie, I can only think of the South Park episode.
I've never seen the South Park episode.
I've never seen the movie. I don't dare watch it.
It's the South Park episode. It was the human synth iPad. It was supposed to be Apple's new iPad.
Jesus.
Oh, that's good shit. I noticed that besides Drew, nobody copped up to that one.
And that's why everybody thinks I would drink my own piss first.
Because you would.
Because you'd eat Killer Wolverine's ass.
I don't know. Fuck. If we're in, I don't know if they let us choose.
If they did let you choose.
God. I'm pretty sure we would be killing each other trying to be the first person.
Probably. Oh. That's funny. I'll tell you who I wouldn't want to be behind would be Jason. That motherfucker eats some nasty shit.
I feel like, hey guys, I had some wasabi peas and some chicken.
What the fuck did you say you had on Twitter the other day? A mushroom sandwich?
It was a mushroom burger sandwich where the mushroom, it's one mushroom, and it was actually bigger than the meat patty.
Oh, God.
Did you get it at Frisch's?
Yes.
Oh.
What are those called?
Mushroom burger?
No. There's a certain type of
portobello.
Portobello.
Yeah.
That's the name of my junk.
And it kind of grossed me out as I was eating it.
It's because the mushroom looked like something else. Anyway,
yeah, something.
He says bitchnet out. So Drew's the only man big enough to admit whose ass he would eat.
Sure.
Yeah, but he's on his own there.
Oh, that makes me laugh. I don't know,
you know,
why.
It wouldn't really matter, like, whose ass you'd suck, because you guys would be talking about, like, how, oh, well, he's going to eat all this nasty stuff. We're going to eat whoever in front's going to eat.
No, actually, you're going to eat shit, Drew.
It's a mixture of whatever it is.
If I was in the front of the line, I would make sure I would eat fruits and pleasant things.
Potpourri.
Yeah, potpourri.
I don't know. I might be more uncomfortable if your ass smelled like potpourri. Like, what the fuck have you been eating? Oh, goodness. Goodness.
That's a good question. Weird question, but good.
Horrible question.
Horrible, but entertaining.
Hey, you gotta go home and debate that internally in your mind. Like, whose ass would I eat? Damn. who drew the short straw? Oh, goodness. Anyway, I'm gonna float over to the Twitter.
I got to be honest with you. In that situation, they're all short straws.
This is true.
Very, very true.
Shanghai 6 says, that was some seriously tasty Front Towards Gamer radio love on this week's N4G podcast by Mr. Gambus Khan.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, damn straight, Ace Combat Assault Horizon was awesome. Damn straight it was.
Yeah.
We got Follow Friday from I Am Brigo. Chamarungo says, sup guys. I was wondering, have you ever bought a game and it's still in its shrink wrap? If so, which game? I own 8 in the plastic.
Wipeout Vita.
1.
Yeah, Wipeout Vita's still in the shrink wrap. Now, don't ask me about... Oh, no, wait, that's not true. I think Bioshock 2 still in its shrink wrap.
For real?
Did you say Bioshock 2?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
Mine's, that's my game that I've still got in the shrink wrap.
That's a shame. That's a good game.
I gameplayed that game and hated it.
Oh, you know what? It's not still in a shrink wrap. It's not. I lied. I must have taken it out of there to read the instruction manual or something.
You know, Vita games don't have instruction manuals.
Assassin's Creed Revelations is still in a shrink wrap.
Did you know that?
I do know that.
Vita games do not have instruction manuals.
Well, that's not true. They don't have paper instruction manuals. Yeah, but they all have a digital instruction manual on the the intro screen.
Yeah, Kingdoms of Amalur didn't have an instruction manual.
Yeah, most games are starting to go that.
Who reads the instruction manual now?
Jason.
Sometimes there's some nice artwork in them that I like to look at while I poop.
I enjoy a good instruction manual.
For fuck's sake.
Really? We just talked about eating ass, and John's getting upset about that. Okay.
See, here's the deal, and I don't care what anybody says. Your instruction manuals get read while you're taking a dump.
Unless you're the boogeyman. Who's crazy and used to...
Because everybody grabs the instruction manual before they go to the bathroom.
The boogeyman used to read his instruction manuals on the drive home.
Really?
That's safe.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
While he was driving?
Yes.
For fucking hell. How is that man still alive?
I plan on reviewing Lumines strictly while driving.
So you won't be here next week then?
Right.
Lieutenant Renji says, I've had Catherine for a week or so now, playing on normal, but man, that game is hard. It killed me so many times, I had to gently pummel the crap out of my controller until it turned itself off.
I love the gently pummel the crap.
Well, he didn't want to break it.
He said, but it's still a great game.
Well, I haven't played the game. However, it is in the house. The girlfriend is currently playing it, and she's absolutely enjoying it, but she has commented on how fucking difficult some of those towers are.
Seriously, guys, save yourself a lot of stress. If you just want to play it for fun, bump it down to easy. You get infinite backs.
Yeah, and you automatically start off with the energy drink that lets you jump 2 rows instead of 1.
Exactly. I mean, I know that a lot of people are... got so much pride in themselves about...
I mean, I beat it on normal. I mean, it took me a little while, but it only took me like 3 days to beat that game.
I mean, that's the kind of game that if you're getting frustrated with it and it starts not being fun, bump it down to easy, seriously.
Besides, the best parts of those games is actually the whole social aspect.
Yep. Which kind of scared the crap out of me that I love that game so much.
Damn. Mm. If we could actually get you into Persona, you'd love that.
I love the puzzles in Catherine, though. I think that helped. So Doom says, I finally beat Dark Souls. Halfway through New Game Plus, and I think I hit the wall. I'm more than 60% done, but I can't progress anymore. I think I can now put the old girl down. I feel bad for her, but it's too hard. Love you guys. Keep it up. Number two. He likes throwing it in there that we're his number two favorite podcast.
Nah, yeah, I know. He likes to do that.
I know. We're just going to have to kill Cheapy D.
Well, you got Jason. To fly to Japan.
Jason, you're on it.
I'm on it?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. Neospawn says, it was announced last week, Michael Bay will direct the next Transformers movie again. He has single-handedly ruined my childhood.
Well, luckily, I've never seen any
of those
movies.
I don't think he did it single-handedly. I think Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox had a hand in it.
Hopefully Shia LaBeouf won't be in the next one.
Yeah.
Didn't he slag the film off? Like Megan Fox did 2 and she got fired for 3, so maybe he'll get fired for 4.
Well, here's the thing. What I find funny about this is he's rebooting the franchise. The fucking thing just came out.
Rebooting?
It's a reboot.
Well, the thing is, what? I read more about it. It said a reboot, but then he went ahead and said, but it takes place in the same universe. It's just a completely different cast of characters.
Yeah, he just didn't like how the first 3 turned out, so he said, you know what, just forget about those. We'll start over. It's like what they're doing with Spider-Man.
Yeah, but you know what? That new trailer looks fucking awesome.
You know what? I'm fine with that new Spider-Man. It looks okay.
I'm fine with Transformers. It's exactly what I expect it to be. It's a stupid summer movie.
Never seen those movies. I have no desire to.
It's just a stupid summer movie you go watch for 2 hours and you're done. You're not going to talk about how awesome it was or anything like that. You're just going to be entertained for 2 hours. Just like the fucking... You go back and watch the cartoon, for God's sakes.
Yeah, exactly. People say, oh, it ruined my childhood. Oh, well, if they made the live-action movie just like how the cartoon was, it would make the Michael Bay movies look like freaking Shakespeare or something.
I mean, that's what Michael Bay does. He makes crazy popcorn movies.
Yeah, if you're going to see...
I like some of his movies. The Island, I think, is really...
I love The Island. I love The Island.
I think everybody just looks at stuff from their childhood with rose-colored glasses, because...
Yep.
A lot of it was just plain awful.
Go on Netflix and watch He-Man now. Seriously.
Go on Netflix and watch the fucking Power Rangers.
That's not my childhood.
Well, it's my childhood.
I'll tell you something that I've noticed... Stuff that I loved in my childhood, when I go back, it just doesn't hold up nearly as well as I imagine it to. However, stuff that I thought was boring and kind of just like, I'm not really interested. Back from when I was a little kid, I would watch now and be like, wow, that was freaking awesome.
That's because you're getting old.
Exactly.
One example, I was a huge Transformers G.I. Joe fan, but when it came to like Robotech, I thought it looked cool, but the show would bore the crap out of me when I was, 6 years old. However, if you watch it on Netflix now, granted it's got some really bad cheesy voice acting, but it's got a really good story. Holy crap. It's really good.
I think the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie holds up.
It's not bad.
Yeah. It was dark. That was the thing about it. Then they tried to make it more kid after that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because, Turtles curse and stuff like that, and Leonardo almost died.
Yep.
I thought it was Raphael that almost died.
No, it was Leonardo.
You two are so fucking geeky.
Actually, really, John? It was Raphael.
Yeah, he fell through the ceiling.
Yep.
No, Leonardo was the one they put in the bathtub.
No, it was Raphael.
Raphael.
It
was Raphael.
They all look the same.
No, John, shut up.
They're two totally different guys. Leonardo is the leader.
And Raphael wants to be Raphael. The leader.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Donatello does machines.
That's right.
And Michelangelo is a party dude.
Party dude.
Yep.
God, we are nerds, and I don't care.
Anyway. Key134 says, PS Vita, am I the only one who doesn't give a flying banana?
Nope, I'm raising my hand.
No, you're not. You just give a banana. You want to buy it.
I'm getting me a new PC, so whatever.
You're like a little kid on the playground. Well, I got this. I don't care.
I don't care about your Vita. I'm going to get me a new PC.
See, this ball, I've got it in my hand, and I'm taking
it
home.
You know what? You still don't have indoor plumbing. Because you live in Backwoods, Georgia.
We are working on that right now.
He lives in the Union.
We just recently... I don't get that joke because it happened before the podcast.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey,
which I got to go out back and use the bathroom real quick.
Why don't you just pee in the cup?
Hey, Drew.
Save it for later.
Do they still make hand crank butter?
He's going to give you some hand-cranked butter, Jeff.
That sounds disgusting.
Absolutely.
He got some hand-cranked butter in that bathroom.
That's right. Drew's going to give me some homemade hand cranked butter here in a minute, Jason. It's a little salty, but you know.
Yeah.
Give me that donkey butt and them big old legs. God.
Oh, yes. Yes. Finally, our final question, and this just seems so fitting. Our final question comes from Pink Taco.
Hey, I know him.
Yeah, he's on my Xbox Live friends list.
Yeah, we played.
He's on mine as well.
He says, "Do you guys think that Call of Duty on the Vita will be a game changer for the handheld market?"
I think it could
no.
be.
That's a very good question.
Because I think we finally got a handheld that can do it right.
Yeah. Just, I think so.
Yeah, I think.
But do you think big Call of Duty guy is really going to pick up a Vita?
Hey. Big Call of Duty guy was a very rare person like several years ago. I mean, the thing is, think about this. A lot more people nowadays are into tech than they were 5-6 years ago, thanks to cell phones and stuff like that. I really do think that a lot of your frat boy Call of Duty, you know, type of guys, I think once they see the Vita, once they actually demo a Vita, and if they hear of a Call of Duty, if they see that it looks just as good, I think it will be kind of a turn of the tide. I'm not saying it's going to be a dramatic turn of the tide, but I think it might be a long, progressive, maybe year or two turn of the tide. I really think that the Vita will probably sell as much in the first 2 years as like PSP has sold since it came out.
You think so?
Yes.
I think it's going to be a PSP all over again.
No. It can't be. It's a completely different market now than what it was back in 2005.
We'll find out.
Because the market has basically grown roughly like 6-7 times.
Yeah, but most of those people are playing mobile games.
He does have a point.
Thing is, I think they can coexist. I think that people, I mean, granted, a lot of people, you can't really give them that much credit, but then there's a lot of people that you know, can tell the difference, you know, between a Angry Birds and a Call of Duty that you can play online against other people through a Vita, you know. I think there will be people that will be able to see, be like, oh, that Angry Bird stuff is crap, you know, compared to Call of Duty on the Vita, you know. So I'm thinking that, I mean, it's going to be a rough start. It really is. I think the Vita is going to have a really slow start for till probably the holiday season. It might pick up a little bit this holiday season, but I think next year is when it's going to start really coming out of the gate. So,
I still say 6 months down the line, we're getting a price cut.
That might be true. That might be true. I don't think
3DS got a price cut that fast.
No.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. I would almost wonder if the tech that's present in the Vita would preclude it from getting a price cut that quickly.
Yeah, I think so, considering I read somewhere that just the screen itself was a manufacturer of like $100 just for the screen.
But still, Sony's going to have to find some way to sell the damn things. And I don't know. That's, time will only tell, you know. And I just don't think it's going to be that big to me.
I mean, yeah, it probably won't for a while, and they probably will drop the price maybe in the first 6 months, but I don't think it's going to be as dramatic of a drop as the 3DS. I think maybe it might go from the 250 model might drop to $219.99 maybe.
Well, we will find out by holiday.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that is all of the tweets that I have. So there you go.
So there you go.
This is a short one.
She has
top 10 things set on Gamus's honeymoon.
Oh,
snap. You know,
I want to hear the other nine. Please.
I didn't know that you were there. I mean,
I was there.
Were you behind the mirror or something? Oh,
you wish I was behind the mirror.
The man in the mirror.
Never mind.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So,
how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Would you like me to do some shout-outs?
Sure, why not?
All right. Oh, one.
Well, it's not your fucking turn.
Hey. Fuck you, bitch.
Hey, go ahead, John.
Ishikara just asked me to shout out, but I think we've already done one of his questions. But
did you get his name right?
Ishikara?
Iorkara is the one we did the question from.
Okay. Well, he added me on his Xbox friends list and just said he loved the show and would like a shout out. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, that's not Iorkara because Iorkara doesn't have an Xbox.
Oh, okay. This is let me just double check this. It is Ishikawa. Ishikawa 77 on the Xbox. That's his gamertag. So
isn't it in like in the British speak? Wouldn't it be Ishikawa?
Ishikawa. I don't know. But anyway, hello. I'm giving him a shout out because he asked for it. And
well,
he
there
likes
you go.
The show. He's a fan, so you know what? He can have his moment.
He's a fan. That's right. Get his fucking name right.
It's not.
Does it say with the first name?
No, this is just his Xbox tag.
Well, you know, inside the Xbox profile, it shows their first name, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Where they're located. Name off their friends, too.
Who are you, Spybot?
Yes.
Go ahead, Gambus, with your shout-outs.
Alrighty. Shout-out to the Red Sun Gamer Podcast. A really good show. A really, really awesome show. My only beef with it is it's like one episode every like 2 months now. But other than that, it's fantastic.
I had a fun trolling match with Mitsuhara the other day on Twitter. That was fun.
You troll? Never.
Really? What was it about?
We were trolling about the 360 sales. He said that Sony had 4 platforms on the market. To see if Microsoft can't even have 2, and I said, because they only need 1 to outsell all 4 Sony ones.
Yeah, over in Japan, it's a different world.
Yeah, that's what he responded with. It sold more in Japan. I was like, well, only America counts.
Well,
like I said, it was a fun trolling match.
Yeah, I bet that would be a cool conversation to read. Shout out to the All Gen Gamers Podcast. Really cool show. They talk a lot about retro games and retro stuff, whether it be movies or old TV shows. They like to go off into tangents. Pretty entertaining show.
Go for it.
Yeah. And of course, lastly but not least, is the Front Towards Gamer Podcast hosted by Shanghai Six, and it's a great show. I'm all the way caught up on episodes now, so big shout out to the Front Towards Gamer Podcast, and that is it.
Well, in the spirit of the show, I do have one thing I want to play.
What's that?
If I can get the sound to work.
Is it Blue Dragon?
No. Wow. I can't get the sound to work. I'm a terrible fail right now.
Why'd you go?
I'll get it to work. I'll get it to work.
Why don't you just insert it in after the gawk?
I got it.
Oh, sweet. Rocky IV.
It just felt like a Rocky show.
Yeah. Vince DiCola, the same guy who did the music for Transformers the movie.
Oh my god, you know way too much.
Rocky IV is the best movie soundtrack that ever has existed.
This might not be a false statement. I like how we even have the sound from the movie in there. That's the best part.
Are we going to have to pay someone for this?
I don't believe Vince DiCola is... He ain't got no money to sue us anyway.
Or listening to this.
Good point.
Yeah, if SOPA passed, we would probably be either getting the guillotine or firing squad right now.
Well, if SOPA passed, I couldn't have found this on YouTube, just FYI.
Our dark, dark future people.
I can hear Sylvester Stallone grunting.
I can.
Stuff of nightmare. Oh, I'm gonna have to watch Rocky films this week now I'm on Netflix.
Me too. I'm gonna have to watch them.
I don't think Laura's seen them, so because this week we watched Alien, Terminator 1 and Terminator 2 because she'd never seen them before.
Really?
There's very few.
What's wrong with that person?
There's very few movies better from the 80s than Rocky 4. I'll tell you that right now.
Rocky dies. He dies.
I must break you.
I will break you.
Whatever he hits, he destroys!
Nope, there's the tree falling. What's up now?
Now, which one is Rocky IV? Is it the one with Ivan Drago in it?
Yes.
Yep, yes.
Yep.
Because okay. 3 was Mr. T, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, and then 2 was Carl...
Apollo Creed.
Creed, that's it, yeah.
Apollo Creed, yeah. 1 and Creed. 2 were Apollo Creed.
What was 5 then?
Tommy Gunn.
5 was Tommy Gunn.
I can't even remember that. Probably a good
awful
thing.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good movie.
It's good to make fun of it.
When did the 5th one come out? It was like late 80s, right?
89, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do realize we're still recording.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because people want to listen to this stuff, dude.
Hell, exactly. Of course, yeah.
This song...
This is what we do on our all time.
This song will get everybody pumped up at the end of the show, and then they're going to go out and chop some wood.
Yeah, they're going to go out and change the world.
And do hanging sit-ups.
Hell yeah. Grow a big old Grizzly Adams beard.
And throw your arms in the air and...
Wave them around like they just don't care.
Why the hell not? Why the hell not? That sounds like Street Fighter.
Yeah. That was Ivan Drago just punching some dude in the head.
He was a bad mofo in that movie.
Yeah. They pumped him up with steroids while Rocky went out and did old school running up mountains and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what that lesson that teaches us?
That America is awesome.
You need steroids don't
drugs are bad.
The
lesson that Rocky
drugs.
4 teaches us is that America is awesome and Russia is awful.
Yeah.
I won't go into what lessons the other Rocky movies teach us.
If I can change, and you can change, and everybody can change!
I would never ask you to stop being a woman. How could you ask me to stop being a man?
Yeah.
Such quality script writing, such as that really endears Rocky, doesn't it?
I do hope they didn't cut off the end of this. Because that's the best part.
What, when someone sets him alight?
When he yells? Drago!
When did they stop being any good?
When did they stop being any good?
Yeah.
Rocky V.
It's after 1.
No.
Drago! Drago!
All of them except Rocky V are awesome.
Yes.
I did like Balboa, to be fair. I thought that was good, as I mentioned. Did we mention that in the show earlier? I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Yeah, that whole hour and a half ago, John.
To be fair, when you get to my age.
Okay, Jason, now in the spirit of this show, you have to do your ending, but instead of going Bagok, you have to yell Drago.
Okay.
This will
Here
be
it
fast.
Goes. Here it goes. Drago!
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! And... Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.